This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh police are looking for help in finding a driver involved in a hit-and-run accident. The accident injured one person. It happened late last month in the 700 block of Packer Avenue. Police have now released three pictures of a late-model, dark-colored SUV. Anyone with any information about the car is asked to contact the Oshkosh Police Department. The state Supreme Court is investigating a claim against Winnebago County Judge Scott Wold. Attorney Matt Golden claims that Wold accosted him after backing his challenger in the spring election at an Oshkosh bar. Wold allegedly told him that he was, quote, dead to him, and he would take out his anger on him and his clients. Wold was suspended without pay for a week back in 2021 by the Supremes for showing a gun in his courtroom. After 12 years at its old location, the day-by-day warming shelter will have a ribbon-cutting later today at their new home on CP Avenue. An open house is planned from 4 till 7 p.m. The new facility will allow the day-by-day warming shelter to operate throughout the year. It officially opens on Monday. By the way, the building was paid for through state grants and nearly $2 million raised locally. Page 2, UW Oshkosh's class of 2023 will make the walk this Saturday. There'll be two ceremonies, one at 9 a.m., the other at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Nearly 1,400 degrees will be awarded, including 1,000 BAs. A missing Western Wisconsin woman with ties to Oshkosh has now been found. Chris Welsh was reported missing back on Sunday. No word on where she was found. EAA is brewing up a special beer for their 70th Air Venture. The beer will not only be available on the EAA grounds, but also at selected Fox Valley grocery stores. While there will be plenty of beer at EAA this year, the B-17 aircraft will not be there. Only a handful of the historic planes remain, and most are unavailable or currently under repair. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd has been named the G League Franchise of the Year. This is the first time the team has won the award. The team was also awarded the Promotion of the Year for their Be the Light Black History Month celebration. And the Packers release their schedule coming up later today. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great day.